Hello and welcome to episode 45 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about diabetes and gliadin, broken bones, gluten intolerance in later years, the gluten-brain connection, and spinach rice tomato. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2011, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Diabetes and gliadin. According to research findings published just a few weeks ago, irritation to gliadin, a protein found in wheat, can, in some cases, initiate type 1 diabetes. Lab tests with mice injected with antibodies, synthesizing an adverse reaction to gliadin, did trigger severe insulitis, but did not worsen mucosal dysfunction. The lab team then isolated immune cells from both mice exposed to wheat allergy antibodies and non-exposed. The exposed cells showed a more violent response to gliadin. The immune cells taken from non-exposed mice showed no response. Broken bones. Can a gluten-free diet improve bone health in celiacs? A recent study discovered that men rather than women have a greater risk of fractures if not diagnosed properly. Men on a gluten-free diet have a lesser risk. Osteopenia and osteoporosis are both low bone density conditions often seen in late diagnosed celiacs. After maintaining a gluten-free diet for 5 years, the elevated risk of fractures is gone. The researchers conclude that eliminating gluten may reduce the risk of bone fracture, but not necessarily because the diet will increase bone mass or mineral density. Rather, healthy eating improves body mass and fat muscle composition, nutritional status, and thus bone architecture. Gluten intolerance in later years. Does gluten intolerance increase with age? New findings say yes. A research team analyzed over 3,000 subjects from two large groups of more than 20,000 Americans aged between 13 and 80 years old in 1974, and then again in 1989. They gave follow-up questionnaires to the subjects every 2 or 3 years between 1996 to 2007 and conducted antibody testing. These tests showed just 7 subjects with celiac antibodies in 1974. However, by 1989, 9 more samples showed markers for celiac disease. The amount had more than doubled. Results of this study suggest that celiac disease is more prevalent in a person's later years. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. The gluten-brain connection. This story comes to us from the autumn 2011 issue of the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Although the inflammatory response to gliadin, the wheat protein, starts in the small intestine, it isn't always localized there. High rates of arthritis, bronchial disease, and other issues seemingly unrelated to the gut suggest that gluten allergy inflammation can somehow spread. The brain is no exception. As with intestinal villi, chronic inflammation can cause cell destruction. Glial cells, which make up nearly 50% of the brain's mass, are especially sensitive to the inflammatory response. Glial cell scarring and destruction are known contributors to depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Also, the brain itself may respond to gliadin, a phenomenon known as cerebral allergy. Numerous studies have found that wheat is a trigger for cerebral allergies, which can manifest as depression, schizophrenia, or bipolar disorder. The human brain is a high-maintenance organ that consumes approximately one-third of the body's nutrients. Many of the nutrients that the brain needs most, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin B6, folate, tryptophan, calcium, zinc, are the same nutrients that celiacs have difficulty absorbing. Inadequate nutrition can affect how the brain functions by interfering with neurotransmitter release and affecting the brain's delicate structure. Neurotransmitters are the brain's messaging system. Thoughts, emotions, memories result from the release or inhibition of key neurotransmitters. Concentrations of serotonin, the neurotransmitter responsible for regulating mood, are often found in lower levels among celiacs. Serotonin requires a steady influx of B6, omega-3 fatty acids, and the amino acid tryptophan. Deficiency in any of these three nutrients can result in serotonin abnormalities. Spinach rice tomatoes. This entree, or side dish, is low-fat, low-cholesterol, vegan, corn-free, soy-free, gluten-free, yeast-free, egg-free, dairy-free, low-sodium, low-carbohydrate, and delicious. Cut a slice from the stem end of 6 medium tomatoes. Remove the pulp. You can freeze the pulp from these tomatoes to use later in your soups or stews. Cut a small X at the bottom of each of your empty tomatoes. Place them in a baking pan. Pour a half inch of water in the pan. Cover and bake for 15 minutes or until your tomatoes are soft, but still hold their shape. Remove them with a spatula. Drain the water from the pan. Spray your pan with GF nonstick spray. Then return the tomatoes to the pan. Add olive oil to a hot skillet and saute 2 chopped onions and some shredded carrots slowly until golden brown, stirring frequently. Add about 10 ounces of fresh or frozen chopped spinach, 1/4 cup of cooked white or brown rice, salt, 1 tablespoon of fresh chopped parsley, 3 tablespoons of tomato sauce, a pinch of dill, cover and simmer for 15 minutes or until the moisture is absorbed. Remove from the heat, allow it to cool for about 5 minutes, then fill your tomato cavities with the spinach and rice mixture. Cover, bake for 15 minutes, and that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from everyone here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.